Jake. Can you throw me your remote?
I am him.
Turn it out. That ain't funny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my channel.
We do have a video of him with his nips out.
Yeah, my picks have been shit.
Taking it off. What's up, everybody? Welcome into this edition of From the 50. We are live from the St. Louis, Missouri studios here for divisional round day two here on Sunday. You guys can get involved here on fromthe50.com, fromthe50.com. We got the great Zach Zook here to my left. We'll get to him and just a second. We got the great Nick Yale all the way from beautiful Dallas, Texas. Zook.
Yeah.
Tough.
Wow, bro.
Tough. That was a tough day at the office.
Now, before we get into this, I want you to tell the audience what you told Nick and myself, because this may be more wild than the game itself. Zook, when and how did you watch the game?
Okay, so about a month ago, I had to RSVP for like a charity benefit thing with my work, which I was available. I told them, yeah, sure. At this point, the Packers are like two games out of the playoffs at this point.
Sure.
So that was not on my mind at all. So couldn't say no. I'd already RSVP'd yes. So I recorded the game on YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. Awesome feature. No free ads, but God, have they killed it this year.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like stay off my phone. My wife's got my phone. I'm at this charity benefit. I'm like, there's no way somebody doesn't like, people aren't talking about it. Like, the NFL is just too big.
Right.
But there's no TVs in the whole place. It's like at the Ritz-Carlton. It's like it's a big fancy schmancy event. And I almost make it through the entire event. And I'm in the bathroom right before I'm getting ready to leave, and I didn't find out who won the game, but the dude, I'm not even having a conversation with the dude. I go in, like, go to the urinal, I'm doing my business. He goes into like a stall, sits down, and just goes, whew, 24-21.
Oh,
I'm like,
no,
I gotta get out of here.
Holy shit. So you didn't know who?
I didn't know who, but I knew 24-21.
Oh my God.
So then I walk out, and I'm like, Jordan, some fucking asshole just told me the score. So anyways, we get home. I still don't know who won, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking in my head, first team to kick a field goal wins the game. So I actually start the recording. Like, I get home, I start the recording, and the Packers go down but get held to a field goal. I'm like rooting for them to get stopped on third down. So they kick it, and they're up 3-0, and I'm like, did they win the fucking game?
Oh, my God.
But then they kicked another field goal, and I'm like, oh, no, they probably lost.
Dude, what?
So you're being tortured, like, watching this from an angle of, like, I think the team that gets to 17 first wins the game. So, like, once the Packers got to 13 and didn't kick the extra point, I was like, it's mathematically impossible for them to get to 17. So they're going to be the team that gets to 21 and loses.
Oh, my God. So you had to, like, dissect what that meant and literally
That's
see
brutal.
When McCaffrey scored that touchdown and the Packers still had a minute 20, you're like, we lost. Like, you already knew.
No,
you knew
I mean, I knew, I think, about midway through the third quarter, towards the end of the third quarter, that the Packers were going to lose. But yeah, man. But then it was like I kept watching the game. I was like, how did they lose this game?
That is unbelievable. Nick, do me a favor. Can you text Big Web and tell him to sit in the waiting room? We'll get him in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want him to all the audio to come flying in. That is one of the like. First of all, watching that game, and I hate to rub salt in the wound, but I know we got to talk about it.
Oh, we can talk about it as long as you want.
100% should have won the game. I mean, they were the better team.
I thought so, too.
Crazy.
So, I wanted to get your guys' take, but, like, my take watching the game is I thought the Packers beat themselves. I didn't think the 49ers beat. The whole week, it was like, this is just about the 49ers. If they play their game, they're better than Green Bay, and they'll win. I thought it was kind of the opposite how it played out.
Yeah.
Green Bay sort of stopped themselves, settled for two field goals early, where last week those were touchdowns. Darnell Savage dropped a pick six that even with the field goal would have put him up 10-0 early.
Didn't Jair Alexander drop one too?
They had another. I think it was maybe Nixon. They had another one that was should have been an interception, and they didn't come up with it. The rain clearly was a factor. And again, I'm not making like excuses for them. I also thought that the spot on fourth down. I don't know how you guys felt about that real time. I was less upset about the spot. I thought they were both bad spots, but the spot on third down, I think, caused them to fail on fourth down.
I agree with that.
I think Aaron Jones was like, maybe it was like inches short. They had like, I think, a yard and a half when it turned out. So I think like Matt LaFleur's calling the sneak, like, hey, run up and just do the tush push.
Right.
Thinking it's inches. It's like a yard and a half away. Plus, I don't know if you, like, again, I'm not going to, whatever. They didn't call it on, they don't like the play. You can't hope for any favors when you're going to run that play. The league wants it gone.
Correct.
The refs are not going to do you any favors. But the part of the reason they didn't get it, or it was a lot closer, was that the entire 49ers defensive line's in the neutral zone. But, yeah, man, I thought that that was the turning point in the game. They got 6 points on three trips to the red zone early on. They needed to get more. And even then, dude, they should have at least had a tie game with Love driving down to get a field goal at the end. He definitely wouldn't have been as reckless, I don't think, if it's a tie game instead of down. I also think he felt as though he had to get it to be like a 30 to 35 yard field goal for them to have a chance to make it.
Yeah, but also, I mean, he just pulled it. I mean, it wasn't like it was the weather. I know it was raining and all this, but it didn't seem like the weather was a factor for that kick. He just pulled it.
Basically. No. He just fucking sucks. That's what I mean. Like, I think that they felt like they had to get very close to have a chance to make it.
Right.
He has missed, I think, a kick, including extra points. He's missed a kick in 10 out of their last 12 games. He has been the worst kicker in the NFL.
So, needless to say, he's going to be out of a job.
I don't know, dude. I love the Packers. I think that it's their greatest strength and greatest weakness at the same time is like their stability.
Yeah.
Like, I think the reason they probably lost and didn't go farther in the playoffs is their defensive coordinator and their kicker. They'll both probably be back next year.
What a wild turn of events, though, because when they were talking about Anders Carlson during the game, the quote from Matt LaFleur was like, when he goes out there, pray.
Not ideal.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, first of all, why would you say that out loud? And second of all, why the fuck is he your kicker?
Well, I mean, there is something to, like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys know my take. I don't think kickers are football players.
Nick,
but
your thoughts? I mean, you're a big kicker guy.
Yeah,
big kicker guy.
They're athletes, clearly, no question. But
clearly showing that they're a determining factor in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In game situations like that. We say kickers don't matter, but
dude.
Oh, they matter.
I was sitting there like, I'm not getting ahead of myself. You got to beat the Bucs today, get the job done at Ford Field. But oh my God, there was an opportunity all of a sudden where the Lions
wins the game today is going to the Super Bowl for sure.
Whoever wins today, you think?
Yeah.
So
whoever wins at the NFC is beating the Niners.
The Niners showed that little like charisma, I guess you could say.
Nah, the Niners defense is good, but Brock Purdy,
brutal. Yeah.
I've been on a train all
Rain
year.
Game.
People are saying, oh, Brock Purdy made a great final drive. He sucked that entire game.
He did.
Like, he was not good. He threw one touchdown pass. He did not throw an interception, so he didn't turn the ball over, but he looked awful.
He was like 22 of 38 or something
awful.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I know it was raining, I'll tell you what, who also ruined the game, though, and Zook, again, salt in the wound, Jordan Love missed receivers like nonstop at the end of the fourth quarter. Like, wide open Aaron Jones, like he had to go over a defender, but he threw behind him. There were some opportunities where you continue to move
that
the ball.
Aaron
You're
Jones,
up by four.
Like, that Aaron Jones play was the one that I saw from Jordan Love where it was like, okay. But again, you're getting the ball's wet. Like, yeah, you gotta can't make excuses for the conditions. Like both quarterbacks were missing throws and like big opportunities.
Yeah.
Defense wins championships, and that Niners defense is gonna be tough to get through. But I think if the Lions or the Bucs win today, I think either one of those teams can put up more points than the Niners offense is going to put up.
That's the good
week.
Thing is now after seeing that game, I am sad because like I don't like the Packers, but I wanted to see Packers Lions NFC championship.
Well, you
want to
host
Field.
The game too.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It would have been like, a win at Ford Field away from the Super Bowl would have been fucking crazy. But now it shows me the Niners are beatable, period. I mean, that game, I mean, not saying the Packers are bad, but they also made mistakes, and Purdy might not be ready for the moment. And they've also choked plenty of times in the NFC Championship as of late. So maybe this is a good thing to see that they're not this, like, juggernaut team everybody thinks they are. They got some issues, and honestly, if the Lions go into this game and kick the shit out of the Bucs, which could happen, and they have that momentum going into next week, they can beat the Niners, 100%.
I think you can score on them. I do expect – I think Purdy will play a lot better in the Dome next week, assuming you – or not in the Dome, but if the weather's better in Santa Clara, I think that he'll play better next week. But, yeah, you're right. Like, Nick's right. Like, the weather clearly affected both guys. I thought Love handled it better, but you're right. He still missed some throws that he hasn't been missing over the course of the last like 6 weeks.
Oh boy, we got Big Web in Las Vegas. I gotta get video going here. Big Web, what's going on?
Morning.
Yeah, we got you, sir. How are you? It's not bad. We got a little bit of nonsense going on, but it's not too bad.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, I'm sorry I missed that Zook rant, man. I would have loved to hear that part.
Oh, we can give you a little recap. I mean, Zook didn't watch the game live. He watched a recording at midnight.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You didn't know the results, you skipped the commercials. I watched the whole game in an hour and a half.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, that is kind of nice.
It does give you like a that's why I needed to like check in with people who watched it live to see like how, because I there's a different feel when you're watching the game like that, especially when I knew the final score.
Yes.
Like at a certain, like it does change the way you take the game in.
Yeah.
So you did know the result.
I didn't know who won the game. I knew the final was 24-21. I didn't know who won.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
cool. Big Web, still fun. Though.
How's Vegas treating you? You in the Mirage right now?
In the Mirage, sitting here in the sports book. I tell you what, baby, it's when the plane landed, I said, "Honey, I'm home." it was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. It's been beautiful, man. I'm into Friday morning's money. Just started into Friday morning's money this morning. If you could say that on Sunday morning, you're having a pretty good trip. You know what I mean?
I love it.
So, no, things are good, man. We still got that ticket I gave to the audience yesterday morning. We took money lines yesterday, and if we can get Detroit in the over today, we'll hit that $1,000 hit today.
Yeah.
So that'll be
nice.
What
is the over set at right now? Did you get it at a normal number? Did you tease it up or down? I guess.
I teased it down to 47.5. Let's see. Hold on.
We got a board right there with you. Look at that.
A board right here, baby. Board right here.
Wow. Look at that.
Can you see it?
That's a beautiful sight. There's nothing better than a Las Vegas sports book.
What sports book are you at right now?
I'm at Mirage right now.
Very nice.
We've been to all of them. I mean, we've been walking the mile radius around here and been to all of them. But I love this one, man. We're actually staying here. This is a cool sports book right here. Loving it. Horses are treating us right. We hit a few trifectas yesterday too, so things are good.
Good deal. Yeah, I love Mirage. Mirage is one of my favorite. No free ads, but I love Mirage. They're changing it up. Hard Rock bought them out apparently. They're building a big old guitar-shaped hotel there in like 2-3 years. But
nice.
I love the old Mirage for sure. Big Web. So yeah. What are your? We'll get to your bets later. But I mean, I know you were talking to me about Lions props you wanted to see. I still haven't looked at the full numbers, but I mean, we nailed that one last week. Josh Reynolds over receptions hit in the first half, yards hit in the first half, and then we got Gibbs in, we got Montgomery in. So,
yeah, well, that's what I wanted to know. I mean, Reynolds did so well for us last week. I think his overall, 39.5 he needed, and he had like 80 or something real early in the football game. So loved him, man. That was a great take right there. And then, what about Goff overpassing and Baker overpassing with these pass defenses being so weak in that game?
See, to me, I think maybe not the under. I really like Baker to throw an interception because I think he's going to get a lot of pressure today that he's not ready for. I think you can see Hutch and Campbell and those guys coming off the edge and really just taking them out. But I have a feeling he's going to get flustered and throw at least one pick. I don't know what his number's set at. If it's below 275, I think that's a good under. If it's 250, I think he's going to be right around that range. But we'll see. I could even see him under – definitely take Rashad White under rushing yards. I like that a lot. They've been shutting down the run. Kyren Williams didn't do anything against the Lions last week. So I like his under. I'm guessing – I mean, maybe it's a little higher with books because he had such a good week last week. But he should be getting shut down today for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, these key players getting their yards and getting their numbers and maybe buying them alternate down a little bit is kind of the way we're looking at it. And then also, man, tell me what you guys think. But as far as this over-under on the Detroit game indoors, I think it's going to be a track meet. I mean, do you guys agree with that?
Track meet, like you think it's going to be scoring back and forth, like nonstop?
I'm not worried about the regular number over-under. I'm not worried about it. Are you guys?
Boys, I'll let you jump in.
Yeah, I think if Detroit is I think Detroit defensively is going to hold Tampa Bay a little bit on their offense. I don't know how well Baker's going to be able to move that ball, especially in the home field advantage up there in Detroit. But I do think the run game could get going a little bit. I don't know. I think Detroit will score. I don't know about Tampa Bay.
Okay, so you're more on the
Detroit
side.
What's the number, Big Web?
The over-under, I thought, was 49.5. I'm getting up for a second. Hold on.
Although, I have Tampa Bay because Big Web has Detroit. Yeah. So.
I honestly think there's a good chance the Lions shut down the Bucs. And the reason saying is I don't think Baker is that guy against that pass rush.
There will be points scored. Like, again, like I have about as much faith in the Lions defense as I do the Packers. Like, I think that there's going to be points in that game. But, like, four touchdowns aside feels like a lot. For, like, the Lions, again, like, they're a really good ball control team. I don't think they get enough credit for that. They really run the ball well and control the clock.
Yeah.
So they can have, like, these eight-minute drives that impact the final score. Like, there's less possessions in the game.
I get you. Yeah, 49.5 right now. So, it's a solid six right now. It's Lions minus six. I agree with you, Nick. I like the Lions, too. I have them money line, which I really like money line.
Yeah.
And I moved that over down to 47.5. But I'm hoping for a lot of scoring in that game, guys. I agree. I mean, the defensive line of Detroit's getting better. So maybe they can shut them down a little bit and help the side bet. But I got a lot of good feelings about that over. We'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah, I'm taking Lions in every pick we do today, no matter what the spread is, all that shit. But if I'm being honest, like a real handicapper here, not really going with the bias part of it, you know, to be honest with you, the Lions should win and probably will win, but the 6.5 kind of scares me because they're a team that lets teams they let them hang around. It doesn't matter who it is, if they're the best team in football or the worst team in football, they just don't put teams away very often. So in the playoffs, the fact that their secondary does suck, the Bucs still have two great receivers. Baker threw 30 touchdown passes this year. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an overlooked team, which scares me. I feel like the fans are. I've definitely done it a couple times, like excited about going to the NFC Championship, but you still got to get past the fucking Bucs. And I hope the players are locked in. I know Campbell's going to do his job and be like, listen, motherfuckers, like this is an NFL team. I don't care what you say. You're favored by 6 points. Go out there and play football. So what I'm saying is it could be closer than people think. So I would take money line. It's not going to be a pretty bet. It's like -235 or whatever it is. But if you're betting the Lions, do a same game parlay. But I would not take 6.5, just being honest. So.
Gotcha. No, I think your Lions are in good position there, buddy. You should see walking around town. I must have had 50 people stop me last night with the jersey on.
Beautiful.
Jersey on. Everybody's like, go Lions, come on. And they're asking me what part of Detroit I'm from. Oh, hell, I've lived Detroit my whole life. I got 10 different places.
Yeah. It's cool. It's because a lot of fans, you know, if your team's not in it, you're becoming a Lions fan. Even Zook said that after the Packers last night. Like, God, but I can't get over the fact that it would have been Lions-Packers NFC Championship at Ford Field. If you get past the Bucs, but it could have been really cool.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
It does suck.
Still could be really cool. Sucks not for hard. Packers. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, man.
You know what I don't like, too? I don't like the loser-ass mentality of, they're such a young team. They'll be back. You don't know that.
Yes.
You don't know that.
It's hard to get there as it is.
Success is not linear, too. It's like now the team's going to have pressure on them. Like, they're going to have expectations. It's going to be different, man. And they're going to have a different team, too. I hate that. It's loser mentality.
Yeah, I
feel
that.
Go win one.
I feel that. I know we haven't read a lot of comments. We're getting Big Web from Vegas. We got the whole crew today. So you guys can text in here on TikTok. We'll try to get back to your comments more and more. Let's go Lions. One Pride Baby. That's from P. Zolo. I need some locks, bro. My rent is riding on today. It's from Hunter. Well, that's not great. But responsibly.
Good luck, Hunter.
Amon Ra 100 plus is a lock. That's from P. Zolo. I mean, he should be at like 80-something. So if you're taking 100-plus, you're probably getting decent plus money. Let me tell you something. Anytime you put him over 100, it's a good bet. I mean, he did it how many times this year? Like at least 8 or 9, I think, maybe more than that.
He's a stud, man.
He's so good. He's Goff's guy. So I'd like that bet a lot. Let's see. Raiders above the rest for a good reason. It's from D's Newts. We can talk Raiders in the offseason. They hired Antonio Pierce for sure, which is the right move. It's the right move.
I think it's the right move.
Players liked him a lot. It makes sense.
TJ, you're not going to like this. Trent was his picks for today. He was on Texans plus 9.5, Niners minus 9.5 yesterday. Both lost. Today he's on Lions minus 6, Bills minus 2.
That motherfucker, dude. I saw that and I puked. I'm like, you motherfucker. I don't want him touching. I want him anywhere near the Lions. And
he's also on Strickland money line last night that lost. So yeah, he's just you're in jeopardy.
But he took
right
Lions
now.
Minus 6 or he took the money line. That's a big.
He took Lions minus 6.
Okay, so that's fine. The Lions can still win. Yep. I don't want him anywhere near Lions money line for the rest of the playoffs.
He might have I bet you he has a Lions money line ticket.
I will pay him.
That's his second favorite team.
I'll pay him if they make it to the NFC Championship to stay the fuck away from them. That dude, I'm telling you, like Trent, Book It Sports. If you guys don't know him, I'm sure you do if you're in the sports betting content stuff. That dude is officially cursed. Like he literally,
Black Cloud.
It's crazy. He's a famous fade god. It's unbelievable.
Exactly how we want it.
Good for
exactly
business.
Exactly how we wrote the script.
It's good for business. All right. Well, while we got Big Web on, we'll get to your comments here. We're going to read a ton of them after this. I know we didn't talk Texans and Ravens. Real quick thoughts on those on that, boys. The Ravens dominated. I mean, here's what I'll say, though. The Texans can move the ball between probably the 40s and the 30s. Yeah. They could not do anything in the red zone. I mean, Baltimore owned them.
I think you're looking at a team where Baltimore is probably the best team left standing and is you know, the Super Bowl favorite, Lamar MVP favorite. I think the Niners are actually the Super Bowl favorite. But as far as the AFC goes, Baltimore just looks pretty much unbeatable right now. But C.J. Stroud in Houston, like, even though they had a loss yesterday, like, a lot of exciting things for that Texans team over the next few years with the young core they got, the young group, both on both sides of the ball. And D'Amico Ryans is, like, a legend that – as a head coach. I don't know if you guys saw last week when he, I forget who he was talking to, one of his DBs, and telling him how to pick off Joe Flacco, and then two plays later he took it for a pick six.
Yeah.
It was like, that they're definitely in a good spot, a good situation for years to come. You know, I think everyone looks at Dallas as Texas's team, but a lot of Houston fans yesterday out of the bars.
Yeah, Joe Buck said it best at the end of that game. He said, it's really hard to find a great head coach. It's really hard to find a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Seems like the Texans did that in 1 year. So they got a bright future for sure.
Yeah. It all depends how they add to it now. You know what I mean? I mean, remember a couple of years back when Watt left there, they were doomed. Nothing was happening, you know, and then they drafted Stroud. And they got lucky with Stroud, you know, and I'm not saying he's not a great athlete, but they got lucky with Stroud. Now they got some receivers that are just freaking hot, strong. Those guys are rock, and they just got to add some beef to them now, and they'll be good.
Yeah. No, for sure. I seriously thought 14.5 was a good number, and they're tied at halftime. For as much as Baltimore dominated them on defense, I mean, they didn't score one offensive touchdown. The touchdown was a great punt return touchdown that tied the game. 10-10 at half, I'm getting 14.5 for the Texans in a parlay, and they didn't cover. Crazy. I would have doubled down on that, saying, oh yeah, they're definitely going to cover 14.5. And shout out to Lamar. I mean, that running game is great. There's part of me that still thinks that offense is a little overrated. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how I can describe it. The defense is legit.
They have a weird feel when you watch them, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, I felt that way for years watching them play. Yeah, now, like, they're awesome. I take nothing away from them. But I think it's just because it's so unconventional.
I do. Yeah, I agree.
I think they never really had, like, that number one wide receiver. When, like, Marquise Brown was there, like, he was kind of butterfingers. And now they got Flowers, who's good, and Isaiah Likely's filled in really nicely as at tight end since Mark Andrews has been out. Like, the tight end position's always been kind of their go-to, and then they use, you know, a hodgepodge run game that just kind of works out. I mean, it seems like every year you're waiting for J.K. Dobbins to break out, gets injured, and then Gus Edwards and Justice Hill end up being serviceable enough, but they just don't have those, like, superstars like Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel in their offense, aside from Mark Andrews. So it's like, it's always like a hodgepodge, which is credit to Lamar because he just is able to make it work.
Right. Yeah.
We missed Likely over yards yesterday by 4.
God, he wasn't even in the game for the first half. I don't know what was going on there. He wasn't even around.
They didn't use him, man. They didn't use him hardly at all. I mean, but yeah, man, 4 more yards, 1 more catch, man. So
Lamar rush yards was the play yesterday for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's always, it always seems like a lock because he's also been throw first a lot this year. Mm-hmm. But when he gets going, I mean, you know, you can't stop him.
Scored for the first time on a rushing touchdown in like, well, twice in like 11 weeks.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game by the Ravens. And they're legit. I'm curious to see them play today, a hell of a game. I'd imagine the Bills are going to win today. We'll talk about that more.
We'll have to check it out later.
Well, let's go ahead and get to it. I know Big Web's got to get another coffee or Bloody Mary or whatever he's got going
there.
Yeah,
coffee for sure.
You got that right, baby.
Coffee. And getting going for the week. So let's
go
ahead.
He does have coffee.
He has coffee. You got a little Bailey's in there,
Yeah,
Big
I was going to say, a little Bailey's.
Hey, Mary, bring me some Bailey's over here. Hey.
What happened to Dorothy? Dorothy used to be your go-to like name for every girl.
I'm going Mary now. I don't know why. It's just last night there was some... It was some dancing girl out on the strip, and I sent you a video. I think it was gal. She's all dressed up with the big old fins and shit. And I go, hey, Mary, who do you like tomorrow? She goes, my name's not Mary. I go, you need to change it to fucking Mary.
My name's not Mary.
There's a lot of Big Web sent me. I said, if you want to do some videos too on the strip, you know, this week, please do so. And I had him walking through the casino and doing some bits. And he did one at Hoover Dam. I just couldn't get it kind of down to a short video. But he sent me like 16 videos. And he's walking up to people go, hey, can I take your damn picture? You having a damn good time at the dam? You know.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Nick, you liked
some
that,
foreign.
Don't
you? It was some people that didn't understand what I was talking about. They weren't from this area, this country, and they're like, "What's your problem? Who are you?"
Right.
Yep. Whatever.
Come on, man.
Let's go with the flow here. No, it was a damn good time. We love it.
All right. I need a line check person. Nick, can
you
do
it?
Yeah,
I got you.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll use the old reliable FanDuel Sportsbook. We got Houston at the Baltimore Ravens. That was yesterday.
I'll take Baltimore.
I'm gonna change my pick to Baltimore. I'll just do a little recap then. So Zook and Big Web and audience had Baltimore, Houston, and for me and Nick. Then we had Green Bay and San Francisco. Green Bay did cover that game. They got 10, I think, when it started. So Zook, Nick, and myself all had Green Bay. Big Web and the audience had San Francisco. So we start off today. Two games to pick from, gentlemen, and a dog and a lock, but a lot of us already picked our dog and lock, so we'll
quick standings update, TJ.
Sure. So this is going into yesterday, so this does not count yesterday's games, but Zook in the lead at 88-46-4 in first place. I am in second at 84-50-4. Audience in third at 79-53-6. Big Web at 75-59-4 in fourth place. And Nick, still in last, but still knocking on the door a little bit. Needs a big week. 72-62-4. And I'd like to note, yesterday, you know, they've been playing a game of chicken, Big Web and Nick have.
They have been.
And Big Web kind of lost his touch on the chicken game because he's in Vegas. And he ended up putting his picks way early. And Nick went in for the kill and went opposite. So
went opposite. Yeah. And then he said, ha, 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 or some kind of shit.
Hey, yeah. We split yesterday.
I was
going to
say,
Big Web,
you got to have just confidence, man. If you pick winners, you're fine. You got nothing to worry about.
Zach, you're all over, buddy. I feel good. I am comfortable about this situation. Don't you worry.
I am not comfortable about this situation, but I'm.
We know.
Still going for broke.
Still time. You never know, but you need help. We'll see what happens. Real quick update for the standings for the audience. Three top listeners get NFL jerseys. John Jameson pretty much locking himself in here. He's got 160 points, so I think he's going to go ahead and get first place no matter what happens. Congratulations to him. Matt Costa in second at 156. There is a fight for third place. You got Kendall Ressler, Chris Secord, and Kay Roberts all within two of each other. You got Kendall at 152, Chris at 151, Kay Roberts at 150. So it's very, very close, Big Web. Anybody can win that third jersey.
Anybody.
Excited to get it. That's real stuff, man. That's great awards right there.
Yes,
beautiful.
Sir. Beautiful stuff. All right, so the final two games of the divisional round, we're really getting close to the end of the season, boys. It's getting sad. Hopefully it's not sadder this afternoon because we got the Detroit Lions.
It's going to be a sad
hosting
podcast.
It'll be a sad football fan line on Tuesday if the Lions lose. I might give up on the rest of the season.
Imagine.
Lions host the Tampa Bay Bucks at home. The Lions are -6 still, Nick?
Six and a half.
Mr. Zook, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the Detroit Lions here in this game. I think that the Lions are the better football team. I tell you what, man, that defense just stresses me out. Easily could have lost them the game last weekend. For you Lions fans out there that are obviously very emotionally tied to this game, I think you got to give your guy Aaron Glenn some slack. I don't think it's his fault.
No, I agree.
I don't think he has much help on the back end there. But I think they're going to play well enough to get it done, man. I think that pass rush is going to get after Tampa Bay. And I honestly think that the Detroit can control the game offensively and they can help their defense out. So I think Detroit wins by 7.
Okay. Real quick, before we go to Big Web, audience, remember, you're part of the panel, so please pick with us. The most comments we get for whatever team you pick is the vote we take, so pick right now Detroit minus 6 or Tampa plus 6. All right,
six
Big Web, what do you got?
6.5.
6.5.
Yeah, that hook. I'm not worried about that hook. I think Detroit's going to cover this game. I think Baker and the boys are running into a buzzsaw here, man. They're coming into town. You got a team and a town that's hungry and ready to go, and it's very talented. They got into a situation where they're playing a weaker opponent than they thought they were going to. I think Detroit rocks here.
Mr. Yale, tell us how much you love the Bucks.
Oh, I love the Bucks. I love the Buccaneers. Hey, man, the Buccaneers team, they've won a Super Bowl before, right? They're going on the road into Detroit. Tough place to play. Dan Campbell has the most wins in the past two seasons of any Detroit Lions coach in history. Jared Goff's going to have a good game. That's going to be a tough place to play. But Todd Bowles, head coach of the Buccaneers, one of the only coaches, fun fact today, one of the only coaches to win a Super Bowl as a player, a coach, and as an executive. So look for the Buccaneers to come ready for that game. I think Lions still probably win this one, but we'll take by a field goal Lions. So we'll still support the Lions. But I think the Buccaneers cover this one.
Hey, Nick, would your spiel have been the same if I'd have taken the Bucks?
I don't know. You'll never know. You'll never know.
It's a man of honor, this guy.
He does have his creamsicle on today.
He does.
Yeah, I do. I got the orange on for Baker. Okay. You know, he's locked in. He's got the smelling salts. He's ready to go.
There you go. Audience, looks like they're going to go with the Lions. It wasn't a full,
you're welcome.
Destruction of the Bucks, but it's more of the Lions than the Bucks. We're going to give that to the audience. And I'm going to leave Nick on an island, and I'm going to take my Detroit Lions minus 6.5. Let me tell you
Fair
something.
Enough.
This is, I said last week was the biggest game ever. This is the biggest game ever. You got a chance to go to the NFC Championship. And let me tell you something, Zook. Anything can happen in the NFC Championship. I don't care who you're playing. I don't care who's favored. You saw yesterday. Anything can happen.
Just gotta win.
Get into the game.
Yep.
This is a monster, monster, monster game. And you kind of control your own destiny in this spot. Don't fuck it up. Just focus. Play your game. Control the clock. Campbell, do what you got to do. Goff, please, dear God, man, just stay hot. Don't be doing this bullshit roller coaster like you have all season. Just play your game, and they're going to go to the NFC Championship. Minus 6.5, lock it in. Lions taking them, absolutely. All right, Kansas City against Buffalo. Sunday Night Football, AFC divisional matchup. What do we got? Buffalo minus, is it 3?
2.5.
2.5.
2.5.
2.5.
2.5.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Kansas City Chiefs to win outright today on the road in Buffalo. I understand why the Bills are favored. I don't understand the love in the market for them, though. I think that I'll be more surprised if the Bills win than if the Chiefs win.
Okay.
I'm taking Kansas City, man. I think that they have the best defense maybe of any of the Andy Reid teams that they've had over the course of the last 5 to 10 years. And I think Kansas City's figuring it out offensively. They've had Rashee Rice emerge the last month or so. You've got Travis Kelce still there. Yeah, man. Give me Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City. This is a Buffalo team that continues to get in their own way.
Yeah.
Can they get out of their own way today? We'll see. And ultimately, you know what I get back to, and I mentioned this, I think, on the fan line, TJ?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Bills beating the Chiefs twice in 1 year?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know, man. I have a tough time seeing that. So I can't wait to watch the game. To the victor goes the spoils, but I think it's the Chiefs.
Audience, make sure you put who you're picking. I know we got a few, but just spam the chat, Bills or Chiefs. You're, again, with the spread. Big Web, what do you got here?
Guys, I'll tell you what. Three years ago, 2021, however many fucking years ago that is, we were in this town. We were at the Venetian. We were watching the Bills and the Chiefs when they beat us in fucking 13 seconds left. And I'm telling you, that one only cost us a 5K parlay that day. But I think the Bills want revenge from that. There's been a lot of talk about that out here. There's been a lot of talk in the media this week about it. I think Buffalo, man, I'm telling you right now, both of these teams have trouble stretching the field. Kansas City doesn't have Hill anymore. They can't get the ball deep. Buffalo can't get a ball deep. They throw to the tight ends. Quarterback runs a lot. I think it's going to be a smash mouth 2020 ball game. And it's tough to pick a winner, but I'm going to go ahead with Buffalo because of the revenge factor and the fact that they're at home and it's their time right now. It's Buffalo's time.
Nick?
Yes, he said KC, yes, Kansas City yesterday. So do I?
That's right, I did.
Do I have to switch off Kansas City? Ooh,
this is your chance.
I'm three games back. I'm going to take a gamble, and I'm going to stick with my Buffalo pick here. Let me tell you why. You remember that game 3 years ago? Buffalo wants their revenge. Andy Reid, he loves his cheeseburgers. Josh Allen's going to be the hamburglar today. Give me the Bills. They got those seats cleared out. They're ready to go. No snow. Buffalo's going to be a tough place to play, and everybody else is tired of this fucking Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce shit. He hasn't scored a touchdown in 6 weeks since she's been coming back to the games. She's going to be at the game today, probably. He's not getting in the end zone. Patrick Mahomes, sit the fuck at home. Go to Cabo. Get out of our lives. Let's go, Bills. We're all Bills fans today.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Bills. Audience is also going with the Bills. So, Zook on the Kansas City Island. Wow.
Yeah, I don't fucking get the love for Buffalo in the market. I understand that it's like – I understand why they're favored.
Yeah, yeah.
They're at home. It's a great home field advantage. The Chiefs don't complain. I don't get the love in the market. We'll fucking see. But I don't understand it.
I think it's because this Chiefs team is different than any Chiefs team that we've seen dominate over the last 4 or 5 years because the receivers are so just up and down. You can't trust anybody. Really, the two guys you trust, I guess, are Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce. That's it. Pacheco, I'm not putting a run game into it.
Can run, too. Honestly, this might be my favorite Chiefs team the way they're set up to play in January.
You want to do a milkshake bet?
Milkshake bet.
Okay, fair. Let's do it.
Milkshake bet.
That's fair.
Casey outright.
I like this. I like Bills today a lot. Because here's the thing. Mahomes has also not played on the road besides the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he hasn't. That's true.
That's a big thing. This is the biggest game the Bills have had in a long-ass time. I don't know. My thing is if they can't win today, they're never going to win a Super
Bowl. If not now, when?
Yes. Yeah. They're never going to win it.
And honestly, you know, our guy, Nick Tolley, I will be probably rooting for Buffalo.
Yeah.
I just can't see it.
Really?
Okay. I see it less than I see the Chiefs.
Wow. Tolley, we're with you, man. We got Buffalo. It's I think Zook actually saved us here. If you want to look at it that way, he likes Kansas City, but he saved us because a full sweep of Buffalo would have meant
yeah,
the Kansas City
exactly.
win.
So. Thanks, Zook.
Thank you, Zook. All right, for dogs.
Don't thank me yet.
Zook has a dog, and Big Web has a dog. Oh, we all have dogs. I hit mine yesterday at Green Bay. Audience, we'll just give you two wins. Whatever.
Who cares?
Who cares? I'll take hey. Green Bay with the win. We'll go with Zook with his dog.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the Kansas City Chiefs for all the reasons I mentioned. I don't need to belabor the point. I think that they are... I think they're the Goliath that has to get knocked down today, not the other way around.
Okay. Big Web.
I'm switching my dog to the Green Bay Packers.
You can't.
No, okay, so
he doesn't have
really
a dog. He's got to give up
the only dog I can take, I got to bet against myself. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs, my dog.
Yeah, it was a double up until you changed recently. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Nick doesn't have a fucking clue what to do right now.
I mean, is this self-destruction?
I was going to say, you've got my mind in a pretzel.
This is self-destruction by Big Web. He's going to lose by one game because of his nonsense.
Yeah. Pick here. Yeah, he's
no, right? I just love the look on Nick's face. He don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Oh,
right
no, I think we're all confused.
I'm sticking to my guns. I put in my picks yesterday. The biggest dog on the board. In this playoffs is Baker Mayfield. Everybody's counted him out. He's on his third, fourth team, whatever. He's going to go into Detroit.
And he's going to get blown out of the field.
He's going to not turn the ball over, and Detroit's going to win that game by three, and he's going to cover.
All right.
So Big Web just
and you're
going to
sign the board.
Big
sign
Web just hedged
board,
himself.
Yeah. Work on your curses.
Oh, I can't wait till you sign that board till it comes down to our Super
this
Bowl pick.
This might be smart, though. This might be a smart play because if Kansas City loses, that's two losses. The only saying he's losing one. So, he's kind of –
But it's a guarantee.
But he has an auto L.
But yeah, he's also saving himself for two losses because he needs a big bad week for Nick to come back. I think it's a smart play, Big Web.
Yeah, he's hedging.
Yeah, exactly.
He's diversifying.
We got to lead.
Exactly like you
meant
to do.
We got to lead in the standings. It's all good.
No, yeah, you definitely meant to do that. Absolutely. Audience had Green Bay as well with me. There you go. Locks of the week. Zook.
I'm going to go with Detroit. Now, after watching the results yesterday, and I was 2-0 yesterday, wish I would have picked one of those two teams. Oh, well. I think Detroit wins by 7. I do think it's a close game, you know, but I think it can be a competitive game, and Detroit still cover this thing.
Big Web.
I'm switching my lock to the Green Bay Packers.
All right.
No. We're good. Lions are good. We're giving up that 6.5. I'm not worried.
Nick?
So what do I do here? Do I go? Do I lock Buffalo?
Do you triple down on Tampa?
Or do I lock Tampa and try to guarantee
do
an
it,
extra
baby.
Game? If Kansas City wins and he gets 1 and I would lose 2.
I like the math. This is fantastic. This is like we're all with the Harvard
Tampa,
or something.
Man.
Off Buffalo here. So we're going to triple down on Baker Mayfield for the first time ever.
Time
ever in the history of this show.
Good God.
The first ever triple down against the Detroit Lions.
On a team he doesn't want. He never wanted this team.
No, on the team. Hey man, we ride
this
with Tampa.
Is beautiful.
We ride with Tampa Bay. We ride at the bit. Let's go Tampa
we
Bay.
Ride with the bit.
The bit. That's exactly what it is.
When you get
bit.
Yourself in this position, I would like the audience to know that I'm still 6 games above 500 on the season. So if you tail my picks all year, you're still profitable. You don't have 40+40 wins like Zook does, but hey, this is about being fourth, not fifth, and sometimes you got to take some shots.
Nick, you undersold yourself. Did you say you were only 6 games over? You're 10 games above.
Yes.
Oh, I'm 10 games above?
Yeah,
okay, see, there you go. There you go. That's hella profit.
It's a hell of a year for the whole panel. As much as we talk shit, like it's a great year for the panel.
Great year for the panel.
Yeah, we'll triple down on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and just we'll have some fun today. Again, Detroit by field goal.
Two self-destructive moves. Big Web goes against himself, and Nick triples down on Baker Mayfield. What a day.
Yay, man. You got to do some gross shit to fucking not lose.
to be in second last.
We're waiting till the end of the year to do some gross shit, but here we are.
Big Web, are you you going to get a Bloody Mary here soon, or what do you got?
I am. I'm headed to the bar now. Marky Mark's over there prognosticating. We're going to finalize our prop bets and get stuff ready.
Big Web, you're going to be sweating bullets when Detroit goes 3-and-out and Baker goes down the field and scores
Shut
touchdown.
Shut the fuck up. Don't
seven.
Put that
you got to cover 13.5.
That game is bigger than your picks.
You got to cover 13.5.
I don't know how I'm going to be more excited. Walking away from the window with all that cash in my pocket
right,
or
knock it
yet.
Off. I don't like this at all. Because Big Web's getting cocky about the Lions, and I don't like it. Just stop it.
Hey, TJ, who's your kicker?
This is not good vibes.
Who's your
I don't
kicker?
Like
this is going to come down to kickers today. Who's your kicker on the Lions?
This game is bigger than the picks.
It's the Money Badger.
Yeah, Michael Badgley.
Michael Badgley? Ooh. Oof.
I don't think I'm cocky on
the
Lions. I'm cocky on the fact that Tampa blows.
Okay, enough of that. We can't do it, Big Web, because the more we talk shit,
Chase McLaughlin
is
who it is.
The Bucks are a damn good team, and they deserve to be here. How about that?
Oh, there you go. He's softening it up now. Okay.
What? He's upside down all of a sudden. Big Web, you got any last-minute thoughts here before we wrap it up?
Guys, good luck to everybody today. Good luck to TJ's Lions. I think they're due. I think it's time. Buffalo's time also. And Nick, no hard feelings, buddy, but it's going to be a tough day. Let's go.
Have fun in Vegas. Hopefully you don't lose all your money.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Big Web. See ya.
See you guys. Take care.
That's Big Web from the Mirage in Las Vegas joining us on the program. You guys can call in if you want to. Actually, we're not going to take callers. Just text. We got a lot to talk about. We're only going to be on for another 25 minutes. I got to get out of here. I got to go to a baptism before the game. So
oh, my gosh.
I had to give my buddy shit. I was like, you know, scheduled a baptism, Lions playoffs.
This is the playoffs, buddy.
This is divisional round for the Lions hosting a game. And we're going to baptism. But no, God bless, literally. God bless.
God Love bless.
But
you're like Ruxin in that episode of The League where he's like, football is my religion.
Yeah.
And the Shiva is my God. Yeah.
And literally, he's a Bears fan. So I said to my wife, I said, listen, if the Bears were in the divisional round playoffs, there ain't no fucking way that he plans this today. But the Lions are in the divisional round. And I'm the asshole for missing it. I'm going to the party. Hey, I'm not going to the baptism.
TJ, he's a Bears fan. He knew he was going to be free.
That's fair. That's fair. Thank you.
He knew he was going
to
be free.
What am I thinking? Of course. Of course. I don't know. Nick, do you think I'm an asshole for missing that?
No, I think football's more important.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I said I'm making an appearance, but right now the baptism
Wait,
is going on.
When the baptism be? Oh, baptism is going on right now.
Yeah, but the party, I'm going to the after party, which is great. To be beer party. And the whole deal. So.
So you did your football show instead of going to the actual baptism.
Correct. And it's a half mile down from where we're watching the game. So you just, you know, shoot out of there about 150, get settled in, get a pop, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah.
There you get go. A gift.
Are you going to join us, Zook?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
So I'm going to try.
Nick, you want to come by?
I'll be there next week.
Okay. Are you actually?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are you guys staying for the Chiefs game?
I probably will not be able to. Maybe the first part, not the whole game.
I was going
to
say,
I'll be there next
possible
week, but I have a flight
that
like
I may
five.
Come at like half.
Okay. But okay. That's fine. That's fine.
What is the situation next week for the games? Is there one on Saturday, one on Sunday?
It's all both Sunday usually.
Yeah, Championship Sunday. Yeah. Usually they do like
2:30 and 5 or something.
It's the same deal as today. Yeah,
yeah
they do like a
2:00. Oh yeah,
and
yeah, 2:00. I see that 2:00 and 5:30.
If the Lions, regardless, I like to go out and drink. If the Lions make it to the NFC Championship, we're going big somewhere. I don't know where, but we're having fun. Yeah, I'm getting a babysitter and everything. Not for me, for my kid. But like, yeah. Maybe
well,
I'll need
might,
one. If the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, I might need a babysitter.
Actually, this brings up a good point. Is the Magic onesie on today?
Oh, so the Magic onesie is going to be in the car. My wife says because they're going both them together or going to the baptism, she's got to have a cute outfit or whatever. I said, well, listen, this is divisional round playoffs.
Yeah.
So bring
so
the
you're coming
onesie.
To Jersey.
Yeah.
So I said, would you please at least pack it? And if the Lions go down by 7, she's putting a onesie on. I don't.
Okay.
They're not coming to the bar because you can't bring a baby into the bar. I'd be father of the year for that one.
Nice.
But wherever
nice.
They are, I'm gonna call her. And go. She needs to put on the Lions onesie like now. You know. So we're gonna have it ready to go.
As gotta have the Lions onesie.
That's it. Nick, were you guys watching today in old Dallas?
Oh, I think we're probably going somewhere close to the house. Maybe a bar or something like that later on.
Very nice. You got any big parlays today? What do you got?
Parlays for the day. I think Cade Otton scores touchdown. That's a gross tight end. But we also have Sam Laporta over yards. Our four-legger from yesterday that is intact. We had Brock Purdy less than one interception and Lamar more than his rushing yards. So today we need Laporta rushing yards. And then in the other game, what's the other game? Chiefs Bills. I think it's Josh Allen pass yards to complete the four piece to cash. So we have that we'll be rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably do a Sam Laporta, Cade Otton, Dawson Knox, and Travis Kelce.
Oh, we're going to tight end parlay today. Okay.
Tight end parlay.
Okay.
Kelce again. Kelce hasn't scored since Taylor Swift has been going to these games. I haven't heard word yet. Let me check the Twitter machine.
Yeah, is she
Taylor's going to be in attendance or not?
Check out the Twitter machine. See if
she's
got to be. She's got to be there.
She's got to be. Yeah.
She won't go to a playoff game again.
She's not on tour
right
now.
It's the divisional
round.
You got to go. Taylor's been every game this year almost.
Let's see. Taylor Swift, Buffalo, carry the one.
I think she'll be there. If I had to guess, I think she's going to be there the rest of the year, which might
end
today.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, there's nothing that says that's indicating that she's is or isn't going to be there.
Yeah.
So,
who's like the Taylor like reporter? Is Shefty actually report that she's there? I feel like he doesn't do that. Maybe
no,
he does.
Oh, buddy, he does.
Does he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
For the clicks, for the vibes.
Yeah.
It's looking like Taylor Swift has just arrived in Buffalo.
Oh. Does she have like some like custom jacket?
I don't know if he's doing like that level, but he totally has been like she'll be. He's totally like retweeted or tweeted some shit like she'll be at the game this weekend.
He's at the airport, just like yep, here she comes. Like there's Taylor just scoping.
Yeah, there's rumors circulating that Taylor's plane has just landed in Buffalo 10 minutes ago. So
rumors circulating.
Yeah. Rumors circulating there that she is touchdown in Buffalo.
I wonder why celebrities have mental health problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like leave them alone. Good God. Let them live their life. The funniest thing to me, by the way, non-football related in the NFL this year, though, was when she walked in, I forgot if it was week 2 or 3, and like Taylor Swift with her like posse, and it was like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and all these massive stars. Like, oh, they're her posse. I'm like, those are all massive stars right behind her.
I know.
It's crazy. Oh, man. I'm excited, man. I really think the vibes are high for the Lions today. I just hope it's not an overlook. That's what I'm worried about. Because
no, they're not.
You don't think
so? No, this is not a spot. Like, when you're, like, I don't know, like, the one seed and you've been there a bunch, like, Dan's going to have these dudes ready to go.
Yeah.
The NFC Championship is potentially on the line.
And I'm getting mixed reports about whether Taylor's going to be at the game or not.
He's still on this. It is big, though. I think Kelsey plays bad when she's there, period.
Local TV stations saying that she's not coming. National news saying, questioning, will she be there? For iReport saying that she's touched down in Buffalo. Her stalker was arrested this morning in Buffalo.
Wait, actually?
Buffalo Bills have Taylor Swift themed food items for the game today.
What does that mean?
Lots going on.
What kind of themed? You had the food items? I'm curious now.
Oh yeah, here, let me pull up the article for you.
You guys can text
Taylor themed food items will be on the menu during Bills Chiefs today. Keep talking and I'll tell you what they are.
I care. I do care. Care a little bit.
We had a lot of fun with this week's menu, adding a few options. The waffle fries come in a 2-foot display that pays homage to each city's culinary special.
What is? How does that have to do with Taylor Swift?
It's not Taylor Swift related.
I understand. This is bad reporting, Nick. we're gonna move on. Do you believe? What? Do you believe in the logo conspiracy, or is it just colors of the number one teams? That's from Damon. So yeah, there's some. Is it an AI thing?
I don't understand.
They guessed right the matchup of the Super Bowl the last 3 years.
Really? What do they have it this year?
They have the Ravens and Niners.
Well, when does this
start
out?
Pregame or preseason?
No shit.
Yes. Can someone tell me where to find that? Nick, do you know what that is?
Bad blood waffle fries in the karma quesadilla.
Still on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I was just trying to find it for you. Just trying to complete my reporting.
Minute on the show. We just gained like 100 Swiftie fans now.
In the karma quesadilla. Hey, man, the ladies probably love that. So
yeah. Hey, Nick, do you know what we're talking about with this this graphic that is like had the colors? It's guessed the right matchup the last 3 or 4 years in the Super Bowl. Do you know what that is? I want to look it up.
Yeah, do I know what it is? No, I've seen it before, but I'm not, I don't know.
Super Bowl matchup, guess.
Yeah, with the logo, though, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you ever Google something, you're like, what am I saying? Am I saying something right? Okay, this is from CBSSports.com, January 3rd. Teams in the last few Super Bowls had colors matching logo. Logo.
It's the Super Bowl, so if you look at the Super Bowl logo...
Wow!
Oh,
for
red and purple.
2024.
Okay.
So, it's red and purple. So that's why they're saying people probably can't see that. But if you look up the Super Bowl logo, purple and red, which would indicate that it's going to be the Niners and the Ravens.
So it was right 2 years ago. It was yellow and orange for Bengals and Rams. It was an off-color green, which Philly has, and red for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a stretch, I thought.
I thought so too, Nick. I feel like if any team with blue colors like made it, they would have said it was blue.
Yeah, like that's teal. That's not even close
here, hold it up. Like, don't go all the way up to the cameras.
To be fair, though, the Eagles green is kind of like a
it's
mix
a little
of that,
off.
Though.
It's a little off.
Yeah, that's not even close. That's like... It's not even close. That's a stretch.
But it is interesting. It is interesting.
I mean, the one this year again is very clearly purple.
Yeah,
and red,
for sure. Same with the Bengals Rams one. That was obvious too.
Yeah, which would indicate the.
So the Packers never had a chance. That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
It was rigged.
Rigged.
Unbelievable.
It was rigged.
Which, by the way, guys, I've been seeing people put that in the chat. Seriously.
NFL rigged.
Yeah, do you know how many people would have to be in on it?
Oh, my God. Here's what I will say.
There's 53 guys on just the fucking rosters.
Correct. Not counting the coaches, the execs, the referees, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Three people can't keep a secret in this country, let alone thousands?
Yes. Here's what I'll say, though. If there's one thing I think could be, I'm not saying it's rigged, I'm saying it's...
I just think the fucking refs suck.
I don't think so.
I think
the refs suck. Sometimes, okay. So I don't have proof. I'm saying sometimes I could see where the ref throws a flag, like, hey, that might be holding. Hey, that might be, because if we're being honest, every play has holding on the offensive line. Every
I think
play,
that certain
defense,
teams get rep calls.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think that's where you get a lot of the rigged argument.
I feel like every defensive, like
Patrick Mahomes
holding,
gonna get the benefit of the doubt when he gets crunched more so than like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. There's just some like timing wise, like, like maybe you put your whistle away on that one. Like I get like they fuck up and like you shouldn't fuck up.
That should
always
that should always be the principle. Maybe put your whistle away.
Yeah.
And just quit.
Especially
being,
in playoff
being a
games.
Part of the
like the last
game.
The fourth quarter. Like whenever the Chiefs got that call on the late hit last year against the Eagles. Probably shouldn't have been called. Like people have their opinions, and I definitely had Eagles money line for a lot of money, so I get where I was. But like, yeah, I mean, do you really want that to decide a game? No, you don't. Like, do you want the thing that happened? It's passed now. Cowboys are out. Fucking love to see that. Lions are still in it, so it doesn't matter. But the play with Decker reporting and all that, like everybody's like, oh yeah, he just messed up. Like, you can't mess up. Like, it's
your call
job.
Ends in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
we got to figure that out. Google Chat gives us a deal here where if we got three or more people, it's an hour. So we got to upgrade the equipment, I guess. Really high quality show here that we got.
Nice.
But anyway, I don't know. I don't think it's rigged. I just think sometimes the refs throw some interesting flags. But as far as the players go, absolutely not. There's no way.
Yeah,
no shot. Nick, your thoughts on that?
What are we talking about? I'm still doing Taylor Swift research.
What do you got on T-Swift stuff?
Well, I was just going to shout out Tali for helping me get those two food items.
Oh, see, Tali, this is what I love from Tali. Tali's like our ghost producer here. Like he always like he's now a top listener, unable to be on the show, which we miss him dearly. We hope he comes back at some point. But he's still part of the show. He helps produce like as a listener. It's great.
I was talking to Schefter and just doing cross referencing some airline routes to see what FlightAware was saying on Swifty's plane.
Do you think Schefty's like, where's my career gone? Like, yeah, this is probably. What my life is now. I have to sit here.
I'm just trying to see whether Travis Kelce getting in the end zone today or not. That's the big question because I don't want him to fuck my four tight end parlay on the last leg.
I think he gets in the end zone.
If he's not gonna fucking score.
Yeah, I agree. I think so
because he's got good value now because he hasn't scored in 6 weeks. So, but what was the question that you guys were debating?
Well, I'll just read this comment. It's kind of a debate about the NFL being rigged, which Zook and I agree it's not. I said the only thing that could be interesting that has nothing to do with the players or the coaches is the referees throwing flags at certain times for certain players / teams.
Yeah.
Well, but they might just be, like Zook said, bad at their job. So, Serm says, love you guys, but come on. Outcomes are rigged. Only takes one or two calls
to fix
outcomes.
That's just not true.
That's not true
at
all.
Not true.
There's so many things. It's a long game, a lot of plays, a lot of moving parts. Like Zook said, like number one, you'd have to choreograph the whole fucking thing. And number two, it'd have to be like to a T every week. How many games are played go exactly the way like it's not going to happen.
I'll tell you this. If the NFL was rigged, would the Bucs have beat the Eagles last week?
That's
fair. Would the Lions have home field with the chance to get to the NFC championship? Is that how they would have drawn it up?
Right.
I don't
think
so.
The narrative is too, to play like devil's advocate is like even if they were like leaning one way or the other, they could say that like, okay, let's make more calls in like certain situations, like find a time where it's a close call, and you know, because but I do think that the you know, I don't definitely do not believe that is rigged. A lot of times, there will be you know, certain makeup calls to like you know, fix a situation. If they made an egregious call on one end, they'll you know, miss a call here or there to like be a quote unquote makeup call. They would never admit that, but to me, if you know, after the game is over, I know there's like a head referee that has to answer questions and stuff and give reasoning. And it's usually always bullshit, like if there's, you know, by the letter of the law or whatever, if like you missed a call, like I know they've been doing a better job about taking certain officiating crews out of playoff situations and rewarding other officiating crews that do very well. Like usually during the Super Bowl, you don't really ever have any like crazy egregious calls, but I do think that in certain situations, if a referee misses a call, like, you know, they should be fined just like the players should for fucking up. Like, because if the players aren't allowed to bitch about the refs after the fact for like missing a call, if like Patrick Mahomes isn't allowed to bitch about a call after the game and without getting fined, like, then why do the refs just to get away with it if they actually made the wrong call? Like, I'm not saying in situations where it was 50-50 refs' opinion, you know, whatever, close call. But if they like blatantly like missed a call and it resulted, regardless of the end result of the game, like if they missed a call, you should be fined for that. Cause it's like,
I agree with that.
How do you not get penalized in those situations? Yeah, your job is high stakes and you've taken a lot of time. I'm not saying you got kicked off of being a ref, but like, you know, I'm not saying you got your contracts, fine. Cause like, yeah, it's easy to find $1 million NFL players and these refs aren't making, you know, millions of dollars, but like there should be some sort of penalty or retribution if you actually fucked up.
Yeah. I think this is a bigger conversation, especially in the off season. We could go off about this. And I think it'd be a good cordial conversation because I think there's opinions on both sides. People truly, truly believe it is rigged. Like it's a WWE type of thing, which is wild, but that is their opinion.
Or just let the players and coaches bitch. Like I know it's not a great image for the league, but like who gives a fuck? Like not letting the players bitch into the media is like,
well, that's my thing. Like Goff said it, like whenever the Decker thing happened, he goes, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for this, but I know Decker reported, I know Skipper did not, and I know they didn't see it, period. And like he's basically like, those are the facts, like find me if you want. So I people are like taking that as, oh, the NFL's rigged and they just want the players to go along with it. No, the NFL doesn't want them to bash the referees that work for them. It's like it's
gives the league a bad image.
Correct. You're getting paid, and we are giving you a job through this league, so don't bash us, period. That's pretty standard. Like, am I saying the NFL's perfect? Absolutely fucking not. But if anybody thinks it's 100% rigged, come on, man.
Like, yeah, no one's like rewarding the refs that do a good job either. It's not like, oh, you did a great job today, like whatever. So they're not getting a whole lot of credit when nothing goes wrong. But as soon as the, you know, hockey league or whoever the main head ref is, they could have a perfect game for 16 games and the 17th game could make a bad call and get absolutely flamed for it.
Julie says, is Taylor Swift in on it?
Yeah, that's what I was Taylor laughing Swift at too.
I mean, hey, listen, if Taylor Swift is in on this shit, like, just tell her to freaking, you know, do whatever Travis needs to help him get in the touchdown. Help him along here. Like, we need him to score.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Taylor Swift is all part of this big corruption case against the NFL and the Chiefs.
Yeah, definitely.
If the Chiefs win a Super Bowl, it's Taylor Swift's fault, and it's all rigged. It's all rigged.
As long as we can bet on how many times Taylor Swift is going to be shown in this game today, I'll be take the over, smash the over.
All right, we'll read.
Are you guys mad? Like the people that bitch about Taylor Swift like having fun in the press box? Also, I'm not a big like massive Taylor Swift fan or anything like that, but like the people that are just bitching about like Taylor Swift having a good time in the box are crazy on Twitter.
Wait, what's up?
The people, like, you know, when they were doing how the Chiefs do swag surfing in the fourth quarter or whatever, now when they're like winning the game, and they obviously cut to her and Brittany Mahomes and the Donna Kelsey in the box, like doing the swag surfing. The clip like went viral, of course, on Twitter, and people are just like bitching, like, this is why I hate the NFL. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
right. Bro. Yeah. It's insane.
It's definitely overplayed, but you know.
It's this is an interesting topic. We'll have to talk about it in the off season, but we do have playoff games today. So let us know what you think. This is awesome. Great conversations as always here on From the 50, fromthe50.com. We'll go a few more comments and then we'll go ahead and wrap this one up. Let's see. Still talking about the
somebody
refs.
Somebody was on Gabe Davis to have a big day today.
I think yardage wise, I wonder what he's at.
Another guy who's been non-existent for a while.
Oh, tell me about it. I took him in fantasy and.
Well, you know what it was.
A lot more down than up this year, let's just say.
Ever since Buffalo fired Ken Dorsey and got a new OC or promoted their OC, it's all been primarily a run game. Like, they only exclusively used to throw the ball to Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, and now it's a heavy dose of James Cook. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, James Cook's taking a step this year. I didn't expect it. He was kind of rough in his
rookie. It's really
helped
their offense, too. It's been a much more balanced offense. You know, Josh Allen's been able to move the ball a lot better and make less poor decisions when throwing. Because he'll just fucking make some ridiculous throws at points, too, that allows him to get picked off.
Let's see. Gabe Davis receiving yards today is going to be as Dalton Knox. Man, he really got to scroll down. Where is he? He's not even here.
Dude, that is so, all right, we've reached maybe the point where you want to take Gabe.
Yes. Yes. If you have him on a book, I'm looking at him on FanDuel. He is not on.
He's not even listed?
This is
crazy.
Well,
he was injured last week and didn't play, I believe.
Oh,
right?
Is he questionable? That might be why.
Yeah, I think he's
here,
questionable.
Let me see if he's even playing today. I thought he had an injury, too.
See if he's on, like, alt receiving yards. I haven't seen him at all. Maybe he's still questionable because he's not on this book unless there's
Gabe is out.
Yeah, ruled out. ruled out.
Okay. Well, that's good that you can't bet on him.
Yeah, yeah. He would be better than Gabe
Everybody's
Davis.
Like, he's
yeah.
out. He's not playing. He's out. He's like, someone goes, I love his props today.
So
he's
I,
not
I guess we better let that Bills fan in the chat that said Gabe was going off. No.
Yeah, our, yeah,
Dale,
hey, Gabe
he goes,
Davis
well, I guess
playing.
I won't bet for Davis then.
Yeah.
Knock,
Dale,
Dalton
are you sitting
CK.
Down?
Dale, no, sorry to tell you, buddy.
You got to watch. That could be an impact playmaker. Two impact playmakers in today's game are Rashee Rice and Khalil Shakir, the two young wide receivers on both sides of the ball that have really stepped up. Rashee Rice, you know, for all the talk about the Chiefs wide receivers this year and Kadarius Tooney and Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Also out. His name's Tony.
Also
it?
Out, though, by
heard,
the way.
I've
Tony's out,
both,
too?
Yeah.
I think
heard,
that helps. Why do you think I picked the Chiefs?
I think that helps the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think that probably helps the Chiefs. But Rashee Rice has been, you know, Pat Mahomes' go-to guy, not dropping balls. Because even Travis Kelce has dropped balls more often than he should recently. So Rashee Rice and Khalil Shakir, two guys to watch out for today. If you're looking at touchdown scores, I like both of those guys to potentially get in the end zone.
Chris says, let's go Lions. Gigi is all about Tampa today. One of our best listeners.
She's
we're going to be battling.
She's our resident Bucks fan.
She is. She is. Today. We're Ride battling. And her husband is a Bills fan. So it's still got a lot going on in that household. So,
wow.
Gigi, not good luck to you. I apologize for that, but good luck to Paul.
It's been it's been a wild couple of years for that household because both of those teams have been in the mix deep in the season.
Yeah. And I said she's already got a Super Bowl. She
I
had
know.
Brady
– as a whole.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay as a whole is a sports city, you know, with the Lightning, with the Rays.
Yeah. You guys have won plenty, Geej. Like, let me
your
have
dad
this.
And
didn't
I think, I think,
Big
I think
Web have the Tampa parlay?
That, yeah, I think Gigi was on that bet, too, where they bet the three Tampa teams to win their respective and the Lightning won, and the Bucks won that year, and then the Rays made the World Series and lost to the Dodgers.
Yeah, lost in Game 5. It was, like, very controversial the way
Kevin
Cash, like, managed that game.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Took out the pitcher, they probably would have won, and they would have won a
It was like 40 grand.
Did Big Web have all three of them? And then and then the Rays lost.
40
yeah,
grand
it was,
came that close.
Yeah, it was like a $5,000 bet, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I don't think he hedged either. I mean, like, it's that amount of money. It's like, what's going to really make it worth it to hedge?
Well, so the Lightning had won, I guess, that previously that year. The Bucks had not won the Super Bowl yet. And then so the World Series, only the Lightning had won over the summer. And then the Rays were in the World Series there in the fall. And then the Bucks won the following February. So, like, it was, you know, one of those situations where, man, that would have made the Bucks season for him a lot more fun.
Yeah, it would have.
Riding that.
Insane.
Oh.
Insane.
Crazy.
Wow. All right. Well, everybody, great show once again. Audience has been awesome. Again, sorry we didn't really read a lot of comments the first 20, 30 minutes. Big Web's in Vegas. So we wanted to catch up with him and really wanted to get Zook's opinion on that Packers game.
I had to get that opinion.
It's a tough one. But, hey. New day, Lions, a chance to go to the NFC Championship. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys are brand new to the show, please hit the follow button everywhere. We are really trying to build up our YouTube channel especially, but also here on TikTok and Instagram. So go to fromthe50.com, fromthe50.com. If you missed any of the show and you want to watch it until kickoff at 2 o'clock, you can watch the full show on YouTube, or it'll be on the podcast feed here in about 20 minutes. So, Nick Yale, any last-minute thoughts, sir?
No last-minute thoughts. We are all over Tampa Bay. TJ, I hope the Lions win today, and I hope they win by 3.
Thank you, sir. A win's fine. A win's a win. Zook, any last-minute thoughts?
Go Pack, go. Future's really bright, but they should have won last night. That's all I got for you.
I agree with that. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Again, fromthe50.com. Check it out. We will talk to you guys next time. Have a great week. NFC Championship. Lions are coming, baby. See you soon.